have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. just take a listen to this and know that we are with you and praising God for you. Amen. Thank you so much for your patience and listening in. Well, listen, the Just For You podcast is designed to, hallelujah, encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living. I love saying that. Let me say it again. Kingdom living. Hallelujah. Soul winning, compassion, and strength to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the church, home, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. As we said, we've had a super duper week. We trust the Lord. We're standing in Him. And today's topic is, it's a family affair. I'm going to say it again. It's a family affair. You know, we can't do anything without the Lord. Will you join me in prayer as we go before the throne of God to ask Him to lead, guide, and direct us so that we may have what He wants in this podcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank You right now for Your presence, Your love, Your grace, Your mercy, everything that You've done and will do in the lives of Your people and those who are yet making a decision to come to You. We say thank You on today. We bless You for Your grace, O God. It is in Your grace, hallelujah, and that we are made strong, hallelujah. When we're weak, hallelujah, we can depend and we can call on You. I ask, O God, that You come into this podcast. Thank You for every listener, God, whether it's their first time, whether they have just tuned in, whatever the case may be. Bless them and their families, O God. Bless our Elation family. Bless those that are just listening in, need an answer for You. Would You answer them on today as we talk about what You have instructed us on today? God, we love You so much. We thank You for being in the family, oh God, and we're asking You that one that's thinking, that's contemplating, what must they do to come to You? God, would You just let them know it's just okay to rest in You. You are a keeper. You are a provider. You are everything we need and more. And we just want to thank You for being good to us, oh God. Even through the trials and the tribulations, You've kept us all. We just want to say Shabbat to You. And we thank You. We bless You. And we honor You for everything You've done and have done, will do, and is doing in our lives. Have Your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me in prayer. Listen, when we were praying about this week's topic, I'm telling you, I know that the enemy does not like unity. He certainly doesn't like family. He doesn't like for the body of Christ to be in one accord. So what he does is he does all kinds of things to throw us off. But I want you to know, believe God for whatever you're standing for. Don't let a distraction, don't let anything hinder you or throw you off course. Why? Because your blessing is right there. I'm talking to all of us today. Some of us have been going through trial after trial after trial, and some of us are just standing firm saying, God, we know You're with us. I want you to know, when you give your life to the Lord, it means something. I don't want you to feel because you're going through a trial that you can't make it. The devil is a lie. I've even given him a new name. It's called nameless, okay? Because the more we call his name and bring him up, the more glory he thinks he's going to get. But I'm here to stand firm, as my older folks in my family would say, flat-footed, and tell you that we are the body of Christ, and that means something to God. Have you ever just thought about what family means? I don't know about you, but some have been raised by biological family. Others have not. Some may have gone through where they've had different ones to raise them from home to home. But I come to assure you today, there's a family that you can be a part of. It really does matter that he is your God. It really will matter that he is your Father, to protect you, to cover you, to love you through all the things that you may go through in your life. Who is this God? He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our God that provides. Who is this God? He is Jehovah Elohim. He is everything you need and more. He is Jehovah Shalom. Whatever you go through, he is your peace. And we all can get to know him, that are those that are searching for him. I just need you to know he loves you on today, whether you are saved in the family of God or if you are coming into the family of God. There is a place for you. You know, in family, there is security. Think about royalty. Did you know when you come into the body of Christ, 1 Peter 2:9 says this, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Did you hear that? For you were once not a people, but now you are the people of God. And you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Isn't that good news? That when you say yes to God, every week we say, hey, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, that he is available for you and that he loves you and that he cares about you. Why is that important? Because some people may not have ever experienced real love. They may have never experienced what it felt like to have a hug or to be loved on or to be encouraged or to be strengthened. I need you to know that God comes to strengthen us all in no matter what we go through and how we go through. I want you to know that there is power in the word of God. There is power in his word. The way we live and the way we grow as family is through his word and through the love of each other. Love is important, but I need to say something today. Love isn't always the feel-good type of love. There are many levels of love. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, exactly what love is. When you have a moment, I want you to not only read it, but to study it, to really understand what true love is. And when I say this, I want you to hear me and hear me well. Love is not as easy as you think it is. It's easy to say, hey, I love you. It's easy to say, I love you. But let me tell you this. Go through a trial or have someone break your heart. Have something happen to you that does not fit your idea of feeling good, and especially when you felt it should be love. Love is vital. Love is important. Love is gracious. I want you to just think about Jesus. I want to give you a picture of real love. We recognize, and we've heard it over and over, the story of how he gave his life that we may have eternal life. But I want you to go back to before he got to the place of the crucifixion, I want you to go back and in the memory of what you have in his ministry, what did he example in love? Well, let me share with you. He had 12 disciples. He taught them. He went with them. He spent time with them. He loved on them, but he also corrected them. Do you remember Peter? Peter was very vital to the ministry of God. Peter had I would say he had an issue with trying to be very, as we would call it, thug, if you will. Yes, I said it, thug. I want you to know he was so down for Jesus, he was willing to cut off someone's ear because he felt they offended the Lord. But listen, Jesus had to rebuke him and tell him, get thee behind me. Say, listen, this isn't how I, if you will, let me be who I am and just break it down a little differently. I want you to know, he was like, this ain't how we roll. I don't need your help to defend me. I need somebody to catch that today. There are times when someone may want to defend you, but the Bible lets us know through Jesus' example, he had enough power, enough authority, enough anointing to handle the situation at hand that was causing him. This situation was to attack him, attack his character, attack his ministry, and give him to be in a place of anger. But Jesus did this, and I want you to pay attention to his example. He reminded Peter that he was in charge. I need you to know today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you go through, that Jesus is in charge. But I want to share with you, it starts with the right heart. What I loved about Jesus with the disciples, he had selected certain disciples for certain things because he knew what would be needed for the ministry. But his overall job was to make sure they understood that winning souls was his heart, being able to reach the lost and to do the things that the Lord commanded was important to him. He wanted them to know that because so often there is a way we can look at church and ministry and miss it. There's a way we can understand that there is something called routine that we can do that would help us to be a certain way. But what the Lord is saying is he needs us to get the actions of Jesus, the fact that in a family, we stand together, we fall together, but not every family operates the same way. I'm going to tell you why. Because in the Word of God, he lets us know what we are supposed to do. Can we all understand that family is important, whether it's blood or not? Listen, I have some sisters in the Lord that weren't born from the same mother or the same father, but one thing I know, they are prayer warriors, they are my family, and they support me and they love me. I have biological family that I know love me. But let me say this, love is the root, but also having the right heart is important. Let me share with you a very important passage that is important for all of us because the word comes to the minister first and then to you. I love this passage with David as he expressed himself to God. Have you ever expressed your heart to God? Have you ever poured out to the point that you could say, God, I need you to hear me and help me in this area. Why? Because if our hearts don't match his heart, we're in danger of going to heaven. I said it. Yes, we are. We must examine the human heart. We must examine our thoughts because out of the heart, our mouths speak it. You learn a lot about people out of their mouth. You just let them talk and they will show you, I'm going to bless somebody today. They're going to show you who they really are. Listen. And I often say pay attention, because some things you really may need to know are right in front of you. But what is your response to it? Psalm 51. This is David. David had been through so much in the Bible. I don't know if you've read about him, but this is someone that surely, if you thought God would look upon someone that had sinned, it would be him. But yet, God called him his friend. He had been through so much. I'm telling you, David knew that he made some wrong choices. I love David because he was bold enough to come to the throne of God and say, have mercy on me. Can we read that? Because the reason I'm sharing that is because we all need a Lord, we need you moment. Lord, would you examine me? Lord, would you help me? And I say me because I want him to do all he can in and through my life. But here's the biggest part. There's nothing and no one that will ever cease the connection we have with God because we go to him. I often tell my spiritual children, we laugh about this, but when I was coming up, you know what? It's so easy to come up with things when your parents tell you something and think of something. But here's the thing. Tell on yourself first. Come on, I'm going to help somebody today. Tell on yourself first. The honor will come in being truthful with yourself, will bless you and everybody around you. Why? Because he honored the upright heart. Let us read Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Anybody here ever sinned? I know every day you can think something wrong. You can say something wrong. You can do something wrong. That's called a transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. I don't want to just sin and feel like it's okay to say forgive me, but I need you to thoroughly wash me and cleanse me from my sin. Here's the thing I love most. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. The word of God. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightst be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make to know wisdom. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Let me read it again. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Don't you want to know what to do with what you've learned? That's what wisdom is. Don't you want to be better in the kingdom of God? I want nothing and nobody to keep me from the kingdom. What God has built for us eternally is so good and so great that I dare not put a mindset to let that hinder me from going. I need you to know, I don't care who has come against you. I don't care what has happened. You want God to look favorably upon you. The only way he can do that is if we have learned what true love is, to forgive, to love in a manner that when all manner of evil can be present, that he can be glorified. This is what he's saying with him, David,
talking in this passage to God. He said, listen, I know I was born out of the flesh. What does the word of God say? There's no good thing in the flesh. He said, I was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, God desireth truth in the end. Listen, ever had a child and they come, and I said it before, but they think they're going to convince you of something you already know is not true. The inward part, the part of your heart that is guided by God, never wants to disappoint him, never wants to break his heart, never wants to let him feel that he's not daddy, that he's not Abba Father, that he's not majesty, that he's not glorious, the inward part. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Now catch that. The Bible says, that the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. That's what you want to concentrate on. Because if that be true, and I know it is, why are there so many people that are unwise? Who are they following? What do they believe? Because the Bible says in the hidden part, he'll make you to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop. And I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out mine iniquities. This is serious to him. Listen, don't let me walk around here and think I'm right when I'm wrong. Don't let me believe that something is the way it should be when you hold the truth in your heart, truth in your mouth, truth in your being, and I know nothing. As people of God, it is our duty, whether people receive it or not, to love them enough to tell them the truth. And when they rebut against you, they're not rebutting against you. They are rebutting against the God in you. Be it resolved today that God is a loving and gracious God. Look at David. Look at the sin. Look at everything he did. But yet he loved David. Who is God talking to that you may have felt you've gone through everything you could go through, but you still don't feel worthy enough that he loves you? He does. He does. 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I don't know what you live for. But when I came into the body of Christ, I had to learn who he was, learn what he does, learn how he operates, learn how he functions. And then I began to understand his will and his way. Why is that important? Because it's important to see that he is God. Hallelujah. Important to know he's. I want to share with you on today, be encouraged, be strengthened, and know that he loves you. He loves you so much that he will do what needs to be done. 11, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness and with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank him today for wisdom, for his peace, for his power in teaching us the power of a clean heart. Be it unto him that he be glorified and lifted up. I want you to know today, we all have an opportunity to do as David and ask him for a clean heart. One thing I need you to understand, your trials have been picked out for your life. You have to understand, in those trials, God is doing something majestic in you. You are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen people. We are as the people of God. When you see royalty, you have to be an example of that. Every day of your life, not just the days you choose, but even the days you don't. And like David, we'll make mistakes. Like David, we'll go through things. But at the end of it all, his broken and contrite heart moved God. Not how well you can sing, not how well you can preach, not how well anybody thinks that you can do anything. But are we broken and contrite enough that he can heal us and help us and grow us? Because see, anybody unteachable, anybody not willing to allow him to have his way, is not broken. They're not prideful. They're humble. They're quick to resolve an issue, but let's just do this. See, we don't have time in these last days. There's a nation and there's a people that's waiting to get to know this God that we say we love. They're waiting to find out if he's real. They're waiting to find out through our lives. If you notice what it said, then can I bring other transgressors to you? Let me ask you this. As a believer, how many souls have you brought into the kingdom? How many people have you led down the right path that they would give God the glory that you stopped by? We have to understand this is our mission day in and day out to win souls from the kingdom. And this is why our lives are so important. May I help someone today? Do you not know somebody's watching you? And the reason we speak about the heart, people can see what they want to see. They can hear what they want to hear. But the fact of the matter is, when you are a blood-washed believer, the Lord assigns you where he wants you to go and what he wants you to do. You may think every day I have to get up and go to work. It's only the grace of God. He wants you to get up and go on assignment. Y'all better hear me. He wants you to go and be a light for him, whether you feel like it or not, whether you want to or not. He's saying, I'm sending you. I need you to catch this. Wherever you go, you're a light for the kingdom. You may say, I got to go to school. Well, listen, he's saying, when you sit in the seat, when you do your work, how you carry yourself, what you say to the people, he's looking at everything to see if you can able to do just like David and bring the transgressors to him. He's looking to see whether or not you're at the gas station and you're pumping your gas. And maybe perhaps you're thinking, oh, I don't feel like doing this. But somebody's watching. Maybe they're just watching to see if the glory of the Lord is upon you. See, everything is important. Everything has been set up, whether we understand it all or not. But may it be that it begins with a contrite and broken spirit, that God can use us to the greatness of his ability. You know, I get joy when the Lord allows me to do something that pleases him. When I'm just about my merry way, and he said, go to the left. Okay, Lord, I'll go to the left every single time. There's a person, there's a situation, there's something going on that he wants glory for. Did you know, as the people of God, we are supposed to be glory carriers? But the thing is, can he trust you with his glory? Can he allow himself to be in depth in you that he could say, go here, go there, and you know it's assignment, and you don't want to mess it up, so you want him to get the glory for it. Can he trust you that the glory rests upon it? It's a huge question to evaluate. It's something to think about. That no longer do I get up and think I got to go to work, I got to go to school, I got to do this, I got to do this. But what is the assignment? What is it that you're trying to teach me? What is it that you want somebody else to learn? It is then and only then that we believe and know that he can get his glory. But may it be that my heart be in line with your will, that even if I mess up, you're the first person I run to and not run away from, because he sees it anyway. May it be that you can say, I find favor in my child. And in doing so, he's glorified. Will you look at your life as a family member of God? Think about that. What does it mean to be a child of the Most High? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What is it to be in the family of God? Because it is a family affair. Why? Because you should act like I should act like my daddy. We should live as if we come from royalty. That doesn't mean you have to be a millionaire, but whatever you have and however you have it, that you appreciate him enough for it. It's a family affair to be able to walk like, talk like who and where you come from. David said, I knew I was conceived and shaped in iniquity. And sin that my mother conceived me, the human flesh. But what must it be like in the family affair? What does that family reunion even fathom to look like or be like? It's a family affair. What does that mean to be family of God? Well, David just told us. To have a broken and contrite spirit. David just allowed us to see into the heart of God, our Father, to understand his will and his way. Are we really family? Do we love like he loves? Do we example like he examples? And if we don't, are we quick to do his will? Because I'm convinced you can't convince everybody else when you haven't even convinced God that you really are truly belonging to him. See, he needs to know. When a mother has a child out of her womb, she knows that's her child. When the Lord knows you. Say, I love you. I care. I'm going to do this for your will. I'm going to, but he's watching to see your fruit. One thing about the fruit of God, you can't play with that. You can't even act like you have it when you don't. We have to be obedient. Obedient to his will, to our assignment, and our fruit will manifest. What is your assignment today in the family of God? It's a family affair. I depend on you. You depend on me. We have to pray for one another, love one another, no matter what happens, forgive one another. Because here's the thing, he's coming back. And he says he's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. Every day we have to keep ourselves ready because we want to be ready when he comes. No matter how much we can love our biological families, when we come into the family of God, we are all loved. We are all cared for. We are all strengthened. We are all provided for. He loves us that much. He says there's no respect of persons. He loves us that much. He teaches us all. He guides us all. He leads us all. Here's the thing, if we're willing to follow. May you be encouraged today to understand the love and the family affair. There's one coming that is going to be so beautiful. You know, they have red carpet affairs. People get all dressed up to walk on the red carpet. But there's a king coming, and he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's dressed in royalty. And we receive not red carpet. We receive white robes for the lives that we live that have been in him. These robes represent what David talked about. We were cleansed with hyssop and we are made whole and we are clean before the Lord. These are the robes that we aspire for in the family, for this a family affair. It's a family affair. Fair to know that you live this life. And oh, did I mention you get a crown? The crown that represents not only the souls you touch, those transgressions that David talked about, that they can come to know your God too. Have you realized this family affair is the all-white party of the all-white parties? I know you've been to them, you're dressed in your white, and you look real good, but this one is one that we'll all be changed, and this white robe and this crown we will wear will be the family affair, not of the year, but of eternity. Will I see you at the family affair? Will you be there at the family affair? Or will it be like in life? But sometimes we just can't make it. Well, there's an option that you really don't want if you're not at the family affair. I want you to think about that. Are we living with a broken and contrite spirit that we're empowered through his word to meet and do our assignments with honor, that in the end we'll have the white robe and the crown? Certainly, he loves us enough that we'll be crowned. And there's a song that we would sing in the choir. Hey, don't crown him until I get there. Don't wait, wait, wait. I know it's a family affair, but allow him to get all of the glory. Listen. When you've gone to your family reunions and family events, there's always been that love and that joy. Maybe you've had the songs that you all dance to, and there is such a joy. Imagine what the family affair is going to be, when many will see spiritually their mothers, their fathers, their children who've ever gone on before them. Imagine what that's going to be like. You think you danced and had a good time here. Imagine what it'll be like when we all see him face to face, that have lived the life he wanted us to live, to make the assignments he wanted us to do and do them with honor. I just wanted to remind you today the importance of that heart, that he can use you, that he can trust us to do anything. I want to be trusted by God. I don't want him to say, oh, I'm going to pass you up. I think I'm going to go across the way. No, no, no. I want him to say, Michelle, and I say, sir, and he said, this is your assignment. I'm off. Others may not understand it. Don't even care. Daddy said, this is what I want you to do. And that is what we should do. I pray this week's exhortation has inspired you, encouraged you, empowered you to live even the greater and to know that we all are in his presence as believers looking to do his will, completing the work because he's coming back. Remember what I said. Please don't get up tomorrow and think that the day is going to be regular because now you've got a word that shows you the assignment on your life is for you to fulfill that work when you go in that somebody will get to know him. And that's kind of heavy by the way you live. So if you make a mistake, we're like David. We're quick to correct it. I want you to know that I love you. I'm so excited about what God is doing in and through your life. I pray you are empowered even the more to continue to live a kingdom-filled life. There's a difference between a life you want to live and a kingdom-filled life. A kingdom-filled life is that life that you desire to please him. Not just the local church, not just our communities, not just our families, not just those we don't know to bring them, but it's kingdom feel, kingdom minded that he may be glorified. So please, by all means, continue to keep me lifted in prayer. Continue to definitely lift up my husband as we are moving forward in the kingdom. So that means I can depend on God answering because you're praying as we're praying for you. Please know that God is with us. God is with you. He sees you. He knows you. He loves you. And he's willing for you to understand that love through the pouring out of his spirit and that you can share this gospel with someone else. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, why are Christians so selfish to keep it to themselves when there's a dying world waiting to hear truth and they want it? But our fear of what people will think sometimes. Come on. I remember, I say it all the time, our mentor, Ms. Bullock, going on and teaching me how to go door to door. And she was an older woman, but she was bold. She went to that door. She didn't care what you had on the other side because she was coming to tell you about Jesus. I'm so grateful she crossed my path. I'm so grateful she taught me the true God. I'm so grateful that she taught me what it was to be a witness. It has never escaped my mind, and I strive to be the best witness I can be. Remember, it's kingdom-building time. And when we build the kingdom for God, he is pleased. So I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you're empowered, and I pray this word will help you to move forward and upward. Now, if this is your birthday month. We're in a new month, the month of August. We celebrate you. Perhaps you've had a new baby. Maybe you've graduated. Maybe you've gotten a new job. Maybe you've gotten a new car. I don't know what it is, but if it's something exciting that God has blessed you with, we celebrate you here at Elation Radio and at Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wright. We celebrate you. Maybe sometimes in life you've got to go through your trials, tribulations, there are deaths, there are losses, there are things that come up that change our world. We want you to know we're praying for you. Why? Because prayer is essential and it helps us all get through those rough times. There are times that things come up and we really don't know how important it is until prayer and you feel the strength of your sisters and brothers. I want to share again, if you don't know Christ, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, we want to extend the invitation for you to get to know him. We are praying that souls come in. We're in the last hours, believe it or not, and he is coming back. And we want you to be saved. We want you to know him and to love him and for him to love you even the more. He loves you now. Imagine what it would be like to be in the family of God if you're not a believer. We also want to share with you on today that God cares so much about you that that word is important. Would you incorporate the word into your day? Would you incorporate a relationship? There's a difference between religion and relationship. Religion gives you the strategy of life in God, but relationship is personal. It's close. It helps you to stay close to him. It's a love you can't even explain. When we talk about the 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, we see the love. We talk about it. But I'm telling you, nothing is like a relationship with the Lord. It is powerful, and it helps us each and every day. I also want to remind you to pray one for another. Know that if your sister or brother is in need and you have, may you be a blessing. Do the things that God will create and ask you to do because he is coming back. He's coming back, and we want those white robes and crowns because I don't know about you, but I'm a bling girl. I want to bling them souls straight up to heaven. I want it to be so cold-blooded that I'm leaning sideways because my crown is that heavy from the souls that he can entrust that will get to know him and that built the kingdom. Remember, he's watching us. He loves us. And at the root of it all is his assignment and his love for our lives that we please him and build the kingdom. I want you to know also in our communities there are various events going on. We want you to be empowered with resources and things that will bless you, that will help you during these times. This pandemic has just really raged, and a lot of people have not been able to even be able to meet and make ends meet. Well, there are resources such as the United Way. You can contact them for various entities, whether it be rental assistance or that you need food or whatever it may be. In our area, the St. Louis area, the number is 211. Please call them. Maybe you need something more besides the rental assistance, the food and programming. There's another organization in the St. Louis area called the United. I'm thinking of United Community Service. That's another one. But we're talking about the Urban League St. Louis, and you can reach them at ulstl.org. I want you to know God is looking over you. He's there to help you with what you need. On this weekend, there's another event coming up. It is to help the community. Everybody is doing back to school, but I want you to be encouraged that with these events, bring your family out. Get to know other people. Be okay. I know it's a pandemic. I know things are going on, but there are times when we need each other in the community. I would love for you to support the Back to School Community event that is coming up. It will be located, I'm trying to get, at the Delwood Community Center, Delwood Recreational Center. This is going to be with several partners, but it's presented by our brother and sister in the Lord. And I'm telling you, Pastor Robert Flowers and his beautiful wife, they are going to do an outstanding job, and her name is Marletta Flowers. Please join them. They have so many resources, games. There's going to be a DJ, gift giveaway, games, face painting, speakers, and free resources. Please bring your family. This will be August 7th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Delwood Recreation Center. The address is 10266 West Florissant Avenue in Delwood, Missouri. Well, listen, we come to the close of another podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen in. Thank you so much for praying and supporting us. Thank you so much for listening from week to week. We appreciate you and thank you. Please don't forget to pray for us here at Elation Radio, as well as in the, I'm just telling you, the unity is just falling all over me, but I want you to continue to pray for us and just for you, and we appreciate it. Will you be with me now as we close out and just go before the Lord? We want him to keep this word that we've heard in our hearts and to be able to live them that he may be glorified. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for being so good to us, for allowing your grace and your mercy to be upon us. We want you to cover us in your precious blood. Give us strength, give us wisdom, give us knowledge. I thank you for Dr. Kimmy Robinson, the vision that she has for Elation Radio. Be with her, strengthen her, help her, give her what she needs, oh God. She's your vessel. She's pouring out daily, God. Pour back into her. As she disperses out, fill her up. We say thank you for her. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for every listener that is listening in, for those that will hear the replay, for those who are seeking your face, and those who are just needing you in their lives. Would you be with them, lead them, guide them, direct them? Lord, we pray for those that are suffering right now. Perhaps there's an affliction. Perhaps there is a loss. Father, we're lifting the families up. We're asking you to touch them right now, God. You see each and every one of them across the world, and we know that you don't forget about them. We are praying, oh God, for Israel. We're praying for countries that are being persecuted and those that are uplifting the name of Jesus, that they are being tortured and killed. Would you help, oh God? Would you send relief to their families, oh God? We need you now more than we've ever needed you. We know the world thinks there is a pandemic, and certainly there is, but we know there is a God that is a healer. You've been a healer to me, and I know that you are a healer. And God, if you don't heal on this side, you heal many on the other side. So many people get angry when loved ones die. But God, you are good, and you're able to do anything but fail. Thank you, oh God, for broken relationships and helping in these areas, oh God. Sometimes the enemy feels he's going to win and put a foot on what you've already blessed. But God, may you encourage families. May you encourage loved ones. May you encourage those that don't even know you, that you are good and you are marvelous and great and that you love them. God, would you forgive us all of our sins and forgive others that we may be forgiven? We want to forgive them. Father, we don't want to hold anything that it would cause us not to see you. We walk by love, even when it hurts. I need someone to catch it, God. We need to understand you were broken, you were hurt, you were crucified, yet you loved us enough to shed your blood. For that, we are eternally grateful. We're so grateful for your loving each and every one of us that way. Now have your divine will and way in all of our lives. Give us strength, give us peace, give us hope, and allow us to walk by faith and not by sight. We're not going to allow nameless to have any victory in our life, for you are our victory. You are our everything, and we honor you on today. So, Father, we ask as we close this podcast that you will walk with us, talk with us, help us, and continually abide with us. And we will graciously say thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the unspoken requests, take care of those too, oh God. You know how many people have maybe had something that they wanted to say to you through this prayer. We're praying together and believing for victory. Have your divine will and way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Well, listen, I thank you for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. If you'd like to contact me, you can contact me via Facebook. And you can contact me on LinkedIn under Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And if you'd like to connect with me via email, it would be leading right, like you're leading someone, and my last name right at gmail.com. On Instagram is hisblessedgirl7. Thank you again for taking the time to listen out. I just want you to know we love you. We appreciate you. I honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. I thank him for being a part and supporting me. And I thank God again for each and every one of you. I want you to just look to the hills from whence cometh all your help and know all your help coming from the Lord thy God. Hey, I love you. I appreciate you again. And you can reach us here again every Wednesday, Lord willing, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright of Just For You. Thank you, and have a blessed and beautiful week.
I can't help but thank you, Lord. I can't help but lift my voice. When burdens were heavy, you raised me and gave me strength. I needed to go on. I can't help but praise your name. I can't help but lift my hands. Yeah, when I strayed away, you forgave me and saved me and gave me another chance. Oh, 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 so many things you've given I did not deserve and didn't earn. Just chose to give up on me. Instead you've always taken care of me. You've held me, you've kept me, you've loved me through good times and bad times. I'm fine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for me, Lord. Thank you for turning my mirror into day. Ooh, I can't help but can't help but try my best, yes. I know I can lean on you, count on you. I can depend on you. With you I'm truly blessed. I can't help but love you right. And I can't help but try to do right by you. Lord, you called me your own and you made me belong, all in spite of the wrong I do. You should have just turned and walked away. You held me when I felt like giving up. When I slipped and fell down, you picked me up. You constantly show me you love me. thank you. Oh, thank you for all you've done.
Thank you.